Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone back on this nice, I guess this is an extra warm morning here at the beginning of November. I think the average temperature is supposed to be around 40-something degrees, and we're already up to about 60, I think. The sun's shining out there. Of course, I'm sure the clouds are going to be moving in and out all day, but it's going to be another wonderful day here in Clay County, here in Salina, and once again, we're sitting here in the historic Clay County Courthouse, coming to you live and in living color on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country with our Clay County Corner Show here this morning. And we've got some interesting guests. And we will get cranked up here in a second. I've got Mr. Wendell Cherry here with me this morning, who's going to talk about what he's been doing the last year or so since he was here with us a while back. And also the Mayor Dale Reagan will be by here in just a little bit, and we'll catch up on what's going on in the county government. But first off, I guess we'll take a little short break, and we'll catch our breath from all running in here real quick and getting ready for this, and we'll be back just in a second with a few local announcements, and we'll get right into our first guest. But right now, let's take a little short break.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored, but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I think I've caught my breath now after I sprinted back in here to get in on time this morning. I had them all a little nervous. Sometimes you need to do something to make them, I guess, appreciate you a little bit more. They're wondering whether you're going to be here or not, but we made it in, and like I said, I've got Wendell Cherry sitting here with me this morning for a little while, and this is Dairy Queen Cake Giveaway Day. We've got, golly, we got 35 names on here today to go in the drawing for the birthday and anniversary cake from the folks over at the Salina DQ, the Grill and Chill folks. Where they serve up good food all day long, beginning with breakfast, and at lunch then they've got the $5 meal, and just about anything you want. I like the breakfast over there. They're not like a lot of these fast food restaurants. You can go in there and order stuff a la carte and put together whatever you want, which makes for a much better breakfast than going in and saying, give me a number one.
Yeah.
And they don't want to give you nothing else but a number one. But we're glad to be here this morning. Of course, we want to remind everyone that this program is made possible in part by the 3-Star program here in the state of Tennessee. That provides us a little bit of money for promotion for our city, county, and we appreciate those folks. And right now, I've got a list of a few things I need to tell you that's fixing to happen here in Clay County. Let's see. I've got one paper here that says in November, the 14th Annual Craft Bazaar down at the Senior Center is taking place. That's down at the Salina Clay County Community Center. And you can get info on that by calling Lisa at 931-243-2161. And they always have a big turnout down there. And then on 20th and 21st, that we have a kickoff to Christmas celebration sponsored by the Salina Merchants Association here in downtown Salina. And then on the 22nd, we've got the kickoff to Christmas with our Christmas parade. That will be the third event that weekend, and that's on November the 22nd. And the theme this year is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And if you need information on floats, decorations, the theme and everything, if you will call 243-5005 or 243-622. That's a 6 followed by 3 2s for rules and information. And also, I believe we're going to have one of our merchants' drawings again on Saturday, November the 21st at 2:30 here at the courthouse. And those of you that are of my age, remember as children when we came here and had the big giveaway on the courthouse square where we put all the tickets in the bucket and drawed out the money. But I think we'll be doing that again, so don't forget that. And let's see, looking on down here, of course, December the 5th, we've got our mistletoe market, our craft market here inside the courthouse, and hopefully we'll have enough craft vendors to show up this year that we'll be using the downstairs part of the courthouse and the old courtroom. I've contacted a number of crafters, and hopefully we'll have quite a few of them to show up that day. And also on the 5th and the 12th, at 7 p.m. each of those nights, we'll be having our Christmas variety show, our Christmas at the courthouse up in the courtroom. And I think we'll have a number of surprises in that this year. We're going to have, it's going to be a Christmas variety show with lots of local talent performing Christmas songs and also some Christmas skits. It's going to be a very, very entertaining period of time. So come out to the courthouse and enjoy it with us. And then also, the 11th and the 12th, we'll have a live nativity here at the courthouse that'll be presented by the 4-H Club of Salina. I'm going to get through all this here in a minute. That's a long list of stuff. And then we've got a couple of non-Christmas or holiday things to talk about. Just a second. The Pea Ridge Fire Department is holding a benefit chili supper on November the 7th. I guess that's this weekend, beginning at 5 p.m., then an auction at 6. And if you have any questions, call 243-4847. And also, we have a Clay County Community Outreach Job Day, a search and training day, and it's November the 10th from 12 o'clock until 6 p.m. And it's located at the old football field facility at the intersection of College and Brown Street. You'll be able to find the sign there for that. And this is a day where you can come in and get some training on how to do job searches, resume writing, just anything necessary to look for a job. Okay, we've got through those. Wendell?
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. It's not nice to be here again, Tom.
Well, it's always great to have you here. Sometimes it's hard to run you down. You're on the move a whole lot.
I am. I'm gone most of the year from now to the first of the year. It's about the only time I get to stay home very long and try to hunt and see the family and try to catch up a little bit.
Well, it's great to have you here, but once again, I guess we need to make a little bit of money before we get any deeper into this, because when we start talking, we may talk the rest of the day.
Right.
But
exactly right.
Right now, let's take a little short break and get in a couple of words from our sponsors, those folks that make all this possible. So let's take a little short break, and we'll be back with Wendell just in a second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call your admissions coordinator for more information, 931-243-3139.
Lupus is one of the cruelest, most mysterious diseases on earth. Difficult to diagnose, hard to live with, and a challenge to treat. It strikes without warning and can ravage any part of the body with devastating impact. Lupus can be disabling and fatal, yet research on lupus remains underfunded. Help us solve the cruel mystery. We're the Lupus Foundation of America. Learn more online at lupus.org or call us at 1-800-558-0121.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Did you know that there are medical grants available for families struggling with child health-related expenses? The United Healthcare Children's Foundation is currently seeking grant applications from families in need of financial assistance to help pay for their child's healthcare treatments, services, or equipment not covered or not fully covered by their commercial health insurance plan. Parents and legal guardians may apply for grants up to $5,000 at www.uhccf.org. This has been a public service message from the United Healthcare Children's Foundation.
Well, we're back again here in the historic old Clay County Courthouse here on the corner. It's always a pleasure to be here on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And we want to remind everyone, if you're listening to the show and you know maybe one of your neighbors that would like to listen to some of the things we've got going on, there is a rebroadcast of this at 6 o'clock tonight. And also, I think a number of our shows are archived, and you can stream them on the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper site. So, everyone, we're here. We need to get everyone listening to this every Thursday. Sure. All those folks that aren't off at the job and the ones that are off working, tell them to tune us in at 6 o'clock tonight. Sure. Well, Wendell, what have you been doing the last year or so?
Well, last year, we've had a good year.
What do you do, Wendell?
I shoot sporting clays for a living, and I teach as well and stuff. So that's what we've been doing, and we had a great year this year. We had a silver medal at the World Championship, and there was 33 countries there, and so I was happy with the silver. I just won the PSCA tour in San Antonio about 10 days ago, and that's a pro class, and that's going to be on the Sportsman Channel. So if you got one of those DirecTV or Dish things that they all point south, if you have one of those hanging on your house, you can probably pick that up. I think that starts January 16th.
Okay, tell the folks exactly how your shooting is. I know what folks used to see on ESPN back about 100 years ago, where they'd shoot them clay pigeons across the front of it and you knock them down.
No, that's right.
This is a little different, isn't it?
It is. You know, for years and years, probably even starting back in early 1900s, really most everything was shot here was skeet and trap. And that's kind of a known target. And in sporting clays, it could be 7 yards or 70 yards. They bounce on the ground. They do all kinds of tricks. And so it's a very much an unknown type of target. And it's something that you don't get to actually practice. Now, they'll show you the birds before you call pull for them so you can see where they're coming from. But it's by the seat of your pants a lot.
So you can see where they're coming from, but you don't know where they're going.
That's exactly right. it's great fun. It really, if somebody is a hunter, really good for that. Probably better for you than trapper skeet. And, you know, because the gun actually starts off of your shoulder, kind of like you would in the field.
Okay, let me ask you this. How many in a row have you hit of these randomly thrown targets?
Well, I've shot 200 straights in my career. Now, shooting 100 straight is very rare. It's actually a much harder game. And trapping skeet is very common. As a matter of fact, if you went to any major championship, there would be a lot of 100 straights in trapping skeet. Very rarely do you shoot a perfect score in sporting clays. I may have shot, I don't know for sure, but maybe 14, 16, 100 straights in my whole career, and I've shot 200 straights.
Okay, and, you know, I know a lot of folks, like I said, the age back a number of years ago, probably don't realize the history that we have of shooters in Tennessee. I can remember, I guess maybe about the time I got out of high school and started to college, we had a man named Clyde Craddock, I believe, down in Murfreesboro, who was a U.S. champion and maybe even might have even been a national champion back in the late 60s and early 70s.
That's right. I saw Clyde in Florida not long ago, and he's doing okay. And actually, Clyde kind of helped me when I was starting out in 94, 95. He had some traps, and I would go and shoot at his place and stuff. So he was one of the first guys that I met. Also, if you want to go back in history, we had a guy in the western part of the state. His name was Herb Parsons. And Herb Parsons may have been one of the greatest who ever lived. And he died at 50 years old from a heart attack. But Herb Parsons was absolutely dynamite. And his wife said, very rarely does a week go by that somebody doesn't call or write about his exploits as a shooter. And I've got some of his old films and stuff, and just absolutely fantastic.
But you didn't know I knew the name Clyde.
No, I didn't. You kind of threw me off there a little bit.
Okay, but let's get back to the team this year and you individually. How many events do you shoot a year, approximately?
Well, the main events, tournaments, I shoot about 14, 15, 16 tournaments a year. A lot of guys shoot quite a bit more than that, but that's about all I do every year. And then, of course, I coach a lot and stuff. So, and you want to stay on the first All-American team, and that means you're in the top 10 in the country. And then also in those are qualifiers for you try to qualify for – Team USA, which you shoot for the country outside the country, and then in 16 I'll be shooting in England and Italy. So that's always a lot of pressure. I can't say that's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of pressure.
How many countries has this shooting taken you to, Wendell?
I've traveled a lot of the world doing that. I've shot in Germany, France, England, the Czech Republic, Italy, Canada. If you want to call that a country, no, that's a country. And, I've shot a lot, yeah. And that's most of those exploits have been just from shooting on Team USA.
Okay, and you know, that's not bad for a good old boy from
Pine
Hill.
That's right. That's exactly right. Old stump jumper.
Well, now I know you said that out of these events, I know you finished pretty good in most of them. And like you said, you have to finish pretty good to make the USA team.
That's right.
How many championships have you, I mean, I'm not wanting you to brag on yourself, how many total? I mean, I'm sure you know, you may not know the exact number, but the years.
I've won 3 U.S. Opens, 4 national FITAS titles. I've won team world championships. I would say 14 or 15. I've been on the U.S. team, this will be 26 times. So I've been on it just about every year in both sports and stuff. And what they do, you shoot all year, they average up your standings, and they take the top 4 guys, and that's your team.
Okay, and how many years have you been doing this?
I started in 95, so it's so quite a while now.
And as folks know, you laid down a guitar and picked up a shotgun.
I did. I've never had a job. But I still play some, and I just got a new box that I like a lot and things like that. And I actually carry my guitar to tournaments. Now, I play only in the hotel room, but
we're going to get you back in public here before long, maybe.
Well, yeah. I've been playing. I play literally about every day. I play an hour or two every day and stuff. So I may start playing some in the off season.
You know, I know your reputation from the days when you did travel on the road was that, you know, a lot of the guys when they traveled on the road got out and partied and like that after the shows. But the rumor always was that Wendell went and hid in his hotel room and practiced.
That's exactly what I did. I remember. Many early mornings would be 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I would be sitting there running scales and things like that. So I took it real seriously. I didn't do a lot of the partying and stuff. A lot of guys who did that, it never ended up very well and stuff. So and you know, I just saw that as a great opportunity and tried not to squander it.
Well, I know Your mother and father gave you some pretty good roots to play.
Yeah, they're pretty strict. They're still the boss.
they may have even spanked you when you were 19 years old.
Oh, I got some spanking, and I know some kids today that need some spanking.
Okay, let's take another little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
If your walls could talk, what would they say? I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read. Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're still here on the corner. They haven't run us out of the building here yet. It is a great morning. It's great to be talking to you folks this morning. And I know Wendell Cherry is here with us this morning. I did get to present Wendell his induction plaque for the Clay County Athletic Hall of Fame. And if you've ever saw some films of the events that they participate in, you know these guys are athletes. Like you said, it's you have to have some of the best hand-eye coordination.
That's right.
That anyone could be born with, don't you, Matt?
That's right. And not only that, you got to stay pretty fit. You know, a lot of times as we shoot, we may start at 8 o'clock in the morning on events. And since this pro tour has started, we filmed that at night. And shooting clay targets at night is not an easy job. But
do they light up?
Well, that's under the lights. And they have a powder packet inside the target. When you hit it, it blows up. And that's for so the camera can see it. But, you know, we actually may start at 8 o'clock in the morning, but then we don't start filming at night till 9 o'clock and maybe don't finish till 1 o'clock in the morning. So your stamina has to be up, and so you're doing a lot of 16, 17-hour days, maybe 4 or 5 days in a row. So you just can't sit and expect to do well. So it's a lot of, you know, like I do a lot of walking and some light weights and things like that to try to keep your stamina up. And also, as you do this, you learn how to rest a little bit and not stay on all the time. So you turn the switch on when it's time and learn how to turn the switch off. And that took me a long time to actually learn that. As I first started, I turned the switch on and stay on all day, and then you'd be out of gas at night. So a lot of that is just experience. And and stuff. But shooting a nod is a totally different animal.
Well, I would think
so. It is.
I know you talked about teaching. I do know that you conduct classes,
mm-hmm.
And you do conduct some classes in this area.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, I teach actually everywhere, and our school has done very well. We have 18 world titles and about that many national championships, and so it's very dominant in the sport. I know Clay County's got a trap team coming up, and I volunteered to try to help their top five shooters, and I've got to try to get this schedule between now and the end of the year, but I'm going to try to help them out some and see if we can find any all-stars and that bunch of kids coming up. But I just want to come back and kind of help Clay County's team.
Okay, I do know that this 4-H team has. I think they have done very well in their age group. And
kind of on their own, they've done well.
Right.
And, yeah.
And I didn't know that you were doing that. I was giving you a chance to plug yourself.
That's right.
Okay, let's finish up here with a few more minutes, and let's change horses and talk about the music business just a little bit.
Yeah.
I know we had a big TV show last night, and I'm sure you watched it, and I'm sure you were just overjoyed with the type of music you got to watch through about 95% of that.
Well, actually, I didn't get to see the show.
Well, if you're an old-time country music fan, you didn't miss a whole lot.
A whole lot, yeah.
It's hard to find the so-called traditional country music singers anymore.
It truly is. You know, when I turn on the... Well, actually, now, these days, all I play is satellite stuff on the truck. Commercial radio has gotten to where it's... Unfortunately, it's about money, and it's about... They try to make each song sound like the other one. You know, back in the day, when you heard Johnny Cash come on, you knew it was Johnny Cash. Or you heard George Jones or Haggard or any of those guys. Today, I can't tell one from the other, hardly. And some of those guys are my friends, but they know it's the truth. and stuff. But it adds, now, you know, country stuff is now the most popular genre. It's not like it was, and it's unfortunately very commercialized, and very every group sounded like the other.
You know, I remember back some of my favorite country music years ago were the stuff that was coming out from the Flying Burrito Brothers,
mm-hmm.
the Byrds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were rock bands,
mm-hmm.
but when they decided to do country, they reverted back and they did the old Merle Haggard, George Jones, the old, you know, the twang country music.
That's
and,
right.
Of course, that on commercial radio, that has disappeared.
Absolutely, and I think it's gone forever. Unfortunately, you know, when I started on the Opry back in the early 80s, and I was standing next to Ernest Tubb and Roy Acuff, I didn't think a lot about it at the time. And it means much more to me now how lucky I was to actually be standing there, and it wasn't because I was talented, it was just because I was lucky. And but those guys were the real deal. They traveled in cars all over the country. Grandpa Jones, I talked to him a lot, and he was just the coolest guy I ever met. And one time he was doing he was talking on the radio, and the announcer was trying to pump up his show, and Grandpa would have none of it. He would just tell it just like it was, and stuff. Those guys were great guys.
Well, Wendell, guess what?
What?
We've
time's
run out
up?
Of time again.
I'm not done yet.
Well, I know, but that means you got to come back.
All right.
Oh, I want you to do one thing. Pull me a number out.
Absolutely.
Of here. And this number that you pull out of this box is going to be the person that wins the cake here. And
can
I
hear
bit.
Well, I'm going to draw two out so I can get one.
Well, it doesn't work that way, I'm afraid. Don't tell me the number. Just lay her down here.
All right.
And Wendell, it's a pleasure having you here.
I had a lot of fun.
And I'm looking forward to hear some picking and
grinding. Absolutely. I'm going to see if we can't do that.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll be back just in a minute with Mayor Dale Reagan.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
On November 11th, we pay tribute to all veterans of our nation, past and present. It's a very small token for those who have sacrificed so much for the freedoms we enjoy today. We salute all who have served this glorious nation in uniform, including those who are currently serving in the armed forces. On this Veterans Day, we ask you to honor your co-workers, neighbors, and family members who are veterans, and thank them for their service. This message brought to you by the wartime veterans of the American Legion and this station.
Welcome back, everyone. We are back here at the historic Clay County Courthouse this morning. Pretty nice in here this morning. We hadn't had any heat on yet, and it doesn't smell musty in here today. It just seemed like nice and fresh in here. Kind of reminds you of a springtime day instead of an autumn day. But right now, I guess I've got a whole big long list of birthdays and anniversaries that we need to go through before I turn Mayor Reagan loose and let him talk about what's going on with the county government here. Beginning with, I guess I better jump into this thing so we can get these out here and get ready. But I want to remind everyone that if you want your name on the birthday and anniversary club, make sure you contact us here some way or other. We've got the answering machine here, 243-5574, and it is an answering machine, so you need to speak slowly and clearly so we can understand and make sure that we get your friend or loved one here on the birthday and anniversary club. Usually every few weeks we'll have someone that doesn't speak real clearly or their name gets cut off or something, and then, of course, we try to call the number and we can't get an answer at the number, so occasionally someone does get left out. And if you do, you know, call back and try again, and we'll do a belated if you'll explain that, you know, that you called and didn't get it on there. And also, the courthouse does have an email address here, courthouse@infoed.com. If you're familiar with the nomenclature for that, you could send, I guess, an email. And you know, I know some folks would rather do that, text or something along that line instead of calling in. But we'd prefer you call the answering machine here. But any way you can get the name to us, we will try to get them on the club. And let's real quickly go through these. On October the 30th, Jeff Scott celebrating a birthday. Gail Thompson celebrating a birthday. And those were both sent in by Frankie Scott. Martha Copas, Paula Scott, wishes her a happy birthday. Leia Faye Kendall. And this is from Sean. This is Sean and Brandy Kendall's daughter, and Sandra Gentry called that one in. Aaron Brown, this is October the 31st, from friends and family. Tegan Ashley celebrating 13th birthday from Pa Mike and Maria and Alicia and cousins. Frida Poindexter from best friends, Bunny Hamilton, and then Keisha and the rest of the family. Andrea Caulfield from Anna Eisenberg. Tracy McLaren Biles from her brother, Jerry Ann Short from Lisa Walker. Then on November the 1st, Brandy Kendall, called in by Sandra Gentry. Edward Buford celebrating his 86th birthday from his friends and family. Mm-hmm. And then Darrell and Tammy Collins' 29th wedding anniversary. This is from Tammy to Darrell. And also on in November, Emma Walker, who is 10 years old. And this is from her mother, Lisa. And then also on the 1st, Grant Strong from his family. And I'd like to wish Jimmy Neal Baxter a happy birthday wish on November the 1st. I saw him out at Meadows Garage yesterday, and he wanted his name on the list. So I said, well, we can take care of that maybe.
Absolutely.
On November the 2nd, Sasha Allred, and this is Carolyn Curie, wishes her a happy birthday. Jonathan Spears, 28th birthday from Kaylin. And November the 3rd, Mia Elrod from Carolyn Curie. Kinsley Thompson, 8, he'd be 4 years old, from Nana, Pa, I think that may be a girl, excuse me, a young lady. Nana, Pa, and Uncle Matt Franklin. And then Braxton Smith, first birthday on November the 3rd. This is from Caitlin. And on the 22nd, Grace Brown, 89 years old, from Murray Lee Brown Hampton. And then also from Donnie Boone's family, they'd like to wish him a happy birthday. On November the 4th, Jessica Dulworth from her mother, Sheila Kyle. Amanda Sharp from Sandra Gentry and Angie Burchett. And then we have another anniversary, Michael and Tina Collins, 10-year anniversary. This is from Tina. And Lori Dunham celebrating her 34th birthday from Aunt Judy. And then Tara Roberts, 37th birthday from Mom, Dad, Matt, Olivia, Savannah, Gabe, and Benjamin. And I think that's all her youngins right there.
Sounds like.
And November the 5th, Tyler Gash from Mom, Dad, and Quentin. And then Douglas Smith from Brenda Faye Smith. Brandon Grogan from Judy, Jimmy, Sherry, and Gary. Lonnie and Billy Sue Brown, 29-year wedding anniversary. And this is from Cherry Denton. And Brandon Grogan, that's on there twice. Don't need that. We've already got that one done once. And we've also got Heather and James Allen King, 10 years. And this is from Horn, so I guess he's trying to get out of the doghouse from something he's done or some car part or something he's bought.
Sounds like it.
And then Marie Anderson. And I guess that makes us a total of 34 folks today celebrating birthdays.
That's good.
We'll get a number here in a minute toward the end of the show, and we will give away a free Dairy Queen cake. Okay, Mayor, we have run through this hour this morning. We've got about 15 or 16 minutes left for you this morning.
Okay.
What we got to talk about?
Well,
we're going to have to hurry, aren't we?
All right, that'd be fine, because, again, thank you. I know I've not been here in a little while.
I hadn't either. I hadn't been here in a month.
Well, we've had some eventful situations that have been taking place.
Yeah.
I've had have some surgery and stuff, and we're trying to get back on the mend, and I appreciate the cards and letters from everyone out there concerning Dad, as well as we suffered the loss of my dad, and I appreciate the sympathy of everyone out there. It's been I told Pandora the other night, I said, this is a great place to be. I mean, this is everybody is so wonderful, and I just I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone.
Well, I'm sure that it's been a tough time for you. Like I said, I know you've had some personal problems, and then the loss of your father. There's no you just don't overcome those things, but we bounce back and keep going.
Absolutely, and the Lord takes care of us. That's for sure, and everything concerning the county government. And again, I apologize, Thomas, for not being here for the last two or three months, I guess, and bringing everybody up to date. But the county commission did meet Monday night, and they had five resolutions that they looked at. They had a couple of motions. They had one motion to approve the annual gas bid that they do every year. And Happy Sack out here got the bid on the gas, and we had three notaries. And the resolutions were a couple of them was reappointing folks back to the boards, the park board and the E-911 board. We had some folks that we reappointed back to those, and also we had a resolution to approve to allow a county commission to, if they want to participate in the Tennessee Consolidated Retirement System, they could do that, buy into that, and they had to do a resolution to do that.
Okay, on that, once the county employees buy into that, mm-hmm. How many years must they be in it to?
You got to be five. I think it's five to be
vested. I believe what they call it.
Yeah,
it? Okay.
It is to be vested in 5 years.
Okay, let's take a little short break right here, and then we'll come back and we'll ride this pony to the end of the trail.
Okay.
Just in a second.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Tennessee.
Did you know that there are medical grants available for families struggling with child health-related expenses? The United Healthcare Children's Foundation is currently seeking grant applications from families in need of financial assistance to help pay for their child's healthcare treatments, services, or equipment not covered or not fully covered by their commercial health insurance plan. Parents and legal guardians may apply for grants up to $5,000 at www.uhccf.org. This has been a public service message from the United Healthcare Children's Foundation.
Welcome back, everyone. I think maybe we had a little line problem or something. I thought we had a popcorn popper on here somewhere or another. We had a little line noise, but we're back and everything sounds okay. Mayor, you know, we were talking about the retirement system. I know, real quick, you may not have meant to talk a whole lot about this, but the retirement system has changed in the past, I guess, couple, 3 years. At one time, it was a state employees that had a set number that they pretty well knew what they were going to be what the retirement was going to be, but I think now it's more of a market-based plan, isn't it?
Yeah, it changes. Now it's not changed in a little bit, but it has changed somewhat. And of course, there's some opportunities now for your local employees, as far as your county employees and government employees, state employees, and all that to participate in that. And that was one of the things that County Commission wanted to look at, and this resolution will also, with your school board and all those as well, if they desire to participate in that, they can pass the same type of resolution at their board to be able to do this as well.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that a little bit. Go ahead,
yeah,
if you would, on some of that.
And the other resolution was to approve the budget amendment for the Clay County General Purpose School Fund, and I know that the school budget has been a very eventful thing in the last few weeks, a couple of months, and hopefully it'll Lord be our helper and everything. We've got all that pretty much. We think that, you know, working with all parties, with the county commission, the school board, and finance department at the school, as well as the girls in my office have worked diligently with trying to get this resolved to where that we can continue to keep school operating.
And you know, I know, Mayor, we do need, the entire county needs to, spend the next year preparing our school board and our county commission for what apparently is going to come up again with a shortage of funds for the school system and a shortage for the entire county.
Well,
it's not just the school system.
No, it's not. And, I mean, our general fund as well. I mean, it's everything has it don't seem to go down. It goes up. And here in the county, we've got a small tax base, and that's what we're working on, trying to get our tax base built up. And it takes time to do that. And we didn't get in this situation overnight, and it certainly takes some time to do that. And I know that Mr. Norris and some others have been working very hard to try to, get different types of industry. And we've been very blessed. I thank the good Lord up above because we've got a couple of all of our industries around. We see a lot of new, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but mom and pop shops that are popping up and everything. And here in town, I know the Greg and David and those boys here have done outstanding here on the square. That's a business coming.
And they've got a shop open, haven't they?
They absolutely have, and that helps tremendously. And with the new building of the Family Dollar that's fixing to go in, I think that's going to, you know, up, and that's going to loosen up another building out there. I don't know anything that at this time it may be going to go back into that building, but I'm sure that there will be.
I think the Rite Aid Corporation owns that. Is that
they
correct?
They do.
And of course, they're in flux right now, too, because Walgreens has purchased them or something or other. And so, you know, there's no telling what might happen there.
Yeah, and that'll be another building. I feel that will be available for something, and hopefully we can get something back in there. And we certainly want to continue to commend those that have worked very hard to get the fencing land management company, which is the Cumberland Bioscience. We're hoping here in the short future that we will have a grand opening there. BNF Transformers are doing well. We're just so thankful for those guys and out there. And that's what it takes to help try to get our tax base built back up. I know out in the Moss area, we're looking at a Dollar General store coming in out there and maybe a little quick convenient mart going in there as well.
I have spoken to the folks that are developing that, and they are chomping at the bit to get their property up to snuff and get their building built.
And it takes stuff like that to get our tax base built back up. And we've got a lot of folks that are very interested in moving in and building, and that's what it's going to take. And we just all got to continue to work together. And yes, you're right. I mean, we've got to start looking. You know, we can't wait till the last hour. And I know the county commission is very interested, and I know that they have had a resolution that has been passed, and we'll finalize that in December. That will be on the presidential primary for the people, the $27 increase in the wheel tax to go to the general purpose school fund. So that's the people will be the ones that, you know, that will help make that decision. So we want to encourage everybody to think very seriously about that, and we'll see. We've got to come up with some revenue to help out. Not only just there, like you said, Thomas, we've got general fund is not as good as it could be, and we just got to watch our P's and Q's and everything. The Affordable Care Act was a tremendous blow on all of us, and but we had to meet the mandate, and that's what, you know, in the county general budget. It increased our budget around $75,000 to $80,000 in order to provide insurance for the county employees, and that's been a cost there that we hadn't been associated with.
Okay, and we're talking about the revenue base with the Dollar General and maybe an Express Mart or something out in the Moss area, and the moving of the Dollar, the Family Dollar, increased the tax base considerably, didn't it? Because mm-hmm. the building they were in didn't go away. And the building they're moving into is a new assessment, isn't it, to go on? And all three of these things are new assessments to go on the property.
Assessments, and it'll be commercial.
Right.
Well, so things like that does help. It helps tremendously, and that's what it takes. And a lot of folks don't understand, I'm sure most everyone does, but maybe for those that don't, some of the events like you all are heading up. Anytime that we can do something that brings people into the area, if you buy a bottle of pop or whatever, you know, anything like that we can do to get people, entice them to come in. I know that you mentioned the Christmas bazaar that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. That brings a whole lot of folks to this
yes,
area.
Yes, it does.
And people come in and they spend their money. And that's what it takes to help us try to keep this tax base growing. And by our tax base increasing, that can help us on as far as whenever we your property tax rate and reassessments and stuff. Hopefully, you know that won't increase it, you know, over the time. If we can get a tax base up there, then that base rate can come down.
I know for the the atmosphere of a lot of the older merchants in Salina and Clay County has was for years and years that they were scared of competition. I mean, they had, a lot of them had basically a little monopoly on their area, and you know, they were afraid for someone to come in, not realizing that folks don't come into Salina just looking for one thing. They may come in because one thing brought them here, but when they look around the square and they see all the other antique shops, they see the little restaurants, they'll see the little shop down here on the corner with all the stuff there, and look, the little shop on the corner, you can't get through town without seeing that now.
Right.
And people are going to, they can't park right there, but they park down here somewhere or other, and they walk across town.
They walk by something else.
They walk by something else, and I think that that's something that's changing in the atmosphere. Our merchants are working together, realizing that, hey, we're in competition for that dollar, but if someone brings a dollar, we might get a quarter of it, too.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about, and we appreciate everybody that participates. And for all of our the citizens out there, this nothing could be made possible if everybody didn't work and pulled in the same direction. And I'm just thankful that we've, hopefully they got the school budget pretty much finalized now, and that we can start looking at, we don't need to wait, three or four months down the road. We need to be thinking about, because budget season will be here again before we know it. And the comptroller's office with the legislature, the new bill that they put in place, that you got to have a budget, you got to have appropriations, approved by August 31st if you don't get an extension. And if you don't get that extension, you lose your spending authority.
That's not the old continuing budget thing. Is that thing gone away?
It's just another factor that they put in there to try to, they want you to try to get a budget.
Encourage
you. And it's supposed to, by law, you're supposed to have a budget set by July 1, June 30th, at the end of the fiscal year. But that's always been...
That never has been done. It's
kind of hard because most of your county commission, and I know your school board too as well, whenever they go to vote on a budget or something, they want to see pretty much, actual, as close to it as you possibly can get. It's hard to do that whenever, at June 30th, you still got a lot of outstanding bills and stuff. It's not come back in and balanced out. So, they give you a little leadway, but now they've thrown another wrinkle in there that, we want a appropriation budget put in place by August the 31st. And if not, if you can't get an extension, we lose our spending authority. In other words, that boils down to, I don't have any authority to write checks.
Right. I mean, that's something that that's true all the way up to the President of the United States. Whoever is in charge or head of the stream is the person that, receives the criticism, receives the blame, and occasionally receives the accolades and the praises when they do something right. That does occasionally happen, too. But, things have changed in the past few years here in the state of Tennessee. Our school board at one time had lots of things they had authority to do. But I think now the only authority a school board has to do is they hire a CEO, basically, which is the industrial commercial model. They hire a CEO, and he does the job then, doesn't he? And they set policies for our school system, and they set a tax rate. And basically, that's all they do anymore, isn't it? And of course, that tax rate is set under the county commission.
Yeah, well, they don't set tax rates, but I mean they don't have the
authority. Their budget.
Yeah.
The tax rate for their budget.
The county commission has authority.
Right.
And that's set up through the state legislature and through the legislative body. They are the governing body when it comes to that.
We're not like Kentucky where the school board sets their own tax rate, are we?
Not yet.
That would have been fun, wouldn't it?
Lord be our helper, and I just want to take this opportunity to commend everybody and thank everybody for their work and their patience, and Lord be our helper, we'll continue to strive to come up with hopefully a way that we won't have to get caught back up in this again. Budgets are just what we say, budgets.
None of us like taxes, do we?
Oh, no. I mean, ain't nobody does that. But most of the folks, if they see they're getting something out of their taxes, it don't seem to be as hurtful, and I'm the same way. I can see that I'm getting services out of my money, I'm all for it and everything that we continue to do what we can do to make a make the place a better place for us. And that's always been my goal, and I know that one person can't do it by themselves. And I've always been a big believer in that a chief is only as good as the Indians that surround him. And so, I mean, that's why we've got to have all those folks that surround us to work together. We do have announcement of some good news that we applied for CDBG to help buy new amulets and some more stuff down at our new ELC center, and we were granted that. We got a $315,000 grant, and so we get to start the process of getting all that in place, and hopefully here within it takes about a year, you know, something like that. The community livability grant, CDBG's part of it, is we can turn them around fairly quickly. They're with the water and the sewer and housing grants and stuff like that, they don't turn around as quick. Usually it goes 2 to 3 years on that. But this one here, well, hopefully we can get that turned around in about a year, and we can get a new ambulance unit here for the county and a generator. We wanted a generator backup for the center down there because it's our emergency communication location.
That's one service that a county cannot do without anymore. And
I don't think
emergency service. But there's just no way anymore.
I don't think you can. I mean, I think that it's something that, you know, it's in statute and you know, there's not a statute that states that we have to provide that. But why wouldn't you? I mean, you know, to me, we had this morning, you know, about 5:30, the ambulance went around by the house out there, and you got to have that. I mean, there's no way that you can, I don't think.
Well, you know, with our population shift here in Clay County, we realize that it's going to, those calls are going to become more and more frequent for the elderly that mm-hmm. need transportation. We do have some accidents occasionally. I think we had a logging accident maybe yesterday.
We
had to fly someone out. So,
yeah.
You know, these emergency services, they're lifesavers.
Yeah.
With that said, Dale, I'm going to have to cut us short this morning.
Thank you again for the opportunity, everybody. And I'm a firefighter by trade, too, so I'm going to ask everybody to please make sure your smoke detectors have got batteries, new batteries in them, and because usually you try to do that when the time changes back.
I believe you're the Moss Group. I guess they were they the first volunteer fire department in the county, or
Salina was volunteering in Moss.
Out in the county. Okay, I guess we've got just a few seconds left, and we will need to announce our winner of the birthday and anniversary cake for today. And let's see, we have these numbers all on here randomly, and number 25 was drawn out of the 35 we had on here. Number 25, Amanda Sharp.
Well, all right.
And Amanda, you need to give Sandra Gentry and Angie Burchett a bite of this cake since they called this in.
And if you have any left, throw some our way.
And since Alan didn't call it in,
no, he don't.
Dale said he wants Alan's piece of the cake.
Exactly. Yeah.
But once again, it's been a pleasure being here this morning with our guests this morning. And when we have interesting guests like this, sometimes we get carried away. And Wendell was on here a pretty good while this morning. It's a pleasure having him again.
I hadn't got to see him in a long time since he was a little pup.
It's great to have our folks back in. And sometimes we have some outstanding folks in the county that the rest of the county don't even know exist and what they're doing. And it was a pleasure having him here. And but once again, we'll shut her down again this week and be ready to open up for business again next week. We'll get the pickle barrel out and everything and be ready for the next one. But right now, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.